Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Andy Bullbarch with you until 6 o'clock tonight, and it's time now for us to head back to the hotline. We welcome in Bobby Westner. He is a big part of the Home for the Holidays, a big band Christmas show taking place at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater December 21st and December 22nd. Bobby, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Andy. I appreciate it.
Well, I want to dive right into the nuts and bolts of this show. It includes music. It includes dancing. What makes this show so unique?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of different things that are happening throughout the show, a lot of different great artists that we've brought together. So it's hard to pinpoint just one piece. But I guess an overarching theme is just this really heartwarming, holiday and family oriented show that's just being built to just give to the community that uber Christmas feel, you know, that you can take away and chalk down as a memory that you've recorded some time in your life with your friends, with your family, with your little ones. This just has all the great holiday feels for it and great music and dance to accompany it and create those moments for the families.
NEOS Dance Theater plays a huge, huge role in this. Can you tell us what NEOS Dance Theater is and what kind of a gigantic role it plays in this show?
Sure. NEOS Dance Theater is a professional dance company. We have studios down at the New Union Center for the Arts in Oberlin, but we perform all over Northern Ohio. So I've got this really awesome group of dancers that are quite talented, across many different genres of dance. And in this particular show, we're even pushing the dancers to accomplish tap dance. And that's pretty rare in the ballet world to get a group of dancers like this to go out on a limb like that. But it's just been a really fun process for us. And the joy that we've been having learning these different kinds of jazz and these almost musical theater type dance has been really, really cool. So all throughout the program, you're going to see these professional dancers performing to a big band that's live and sharing the stage with us. And we've choreographed it all new. So it's a brand new show in that respect for choreography and this production value in general.
Well, in addition to the dancers on stage, we know that Kelly Knowlton will be on stage performing as well. She plays a huge role in this entire process. Tell us why it was so instrumental to have her a part of this.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to work with Kelly on a few different occasions, and she's so extremely talented. I love listening to her sing. She's just grown as a jazz performing artist over the last 5-7 years into just a really impeccable jazz performer. And she has a relationship with many of the guys on stage that will be playing there too. A lot of these guys run a jazz circuit all throughout Northern Ohio as well. They're really fine players. So she also brings with her this rapport and playfulness to the music and confidence, I guess, with all of the other musicians that are sharing the stage with her. The band leader, Paul Martin, he plays the upright bass, and he's pulled together a really awesome collection of different jazz artists from all around Northern Ohio.
Sounds like there are a lot of moving pieces and parts to a show like this, from the dancers to the singing of Kelly Knowlton, and then you had talked about the jazz musicians who will be a part of this process as well. How long did it take for all of these elements to come together to put the show together?
Oh, gosh. It's probably been about a year in the making, and I'll tell you, it's still coming together. We're still, sending out a lot of communications, just making sure that when we all land at the theater together, that we're all on the same page, ready to go, making sure the musicians' charts are copied and legible, making sure that the seating arrangements and that the theater knows our rider and all that stuff. So we're down to the final crunch right now, and I'm confident that everything is coming along. Everything seems to be on track, but still busy days for us all.
Home for the Holidays, A Big Band Christmas takes place at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater December 21st and December 22nd. We're talking about it with Bobby Wester here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Bobby, what kinds of Christmas classics will be played and performed at this show?
Well, that's a really interesting question. We tried to make a balance of some maybe not unfamiliar, but a selection of songs that aren't overplayed on the radio. You know, we're putting this show up right before Christmas, so people have had that all Christmas radio station blasting for the last month almost. So we wanted to pull out a couple unique songs that really aren't overplayed. Songs like What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, which is probably most recognizable from an Ella Fitzgerald arrangement. Kelly will be singing that one, of course. Man with the Bag, which people, I think, are familiar with. It's growing in popularity, but still doesn't have the kind of airtime that some of the other songs have. But then we wanted some quieter moments, too. You know, we didn't want to just blast this thing full on. We wanted to bring some tender moments and some ups and downs in terms of flow. So we have a song like Ave Maria being sung, and we have a small collection of hymns that will be performed with the piano and the vocalist. So some real quiet and tender moments that just allow us to reflect on what Christmas is and the holidays. But then, you know, classics like Jingle Bells, White Christmas, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, a huge variety of music that are just going to keep the audience going from beginning to end.
Well, and speaking of the audience, how interactive would you say this event is? Do you anticipate a lot of audience participation and audience interaction as well?
Well, you know, we're going to welcome the audience to sing along to the songs that they know, so there's an interactive piece. And we also have a special guest that'll be making an appearance beforehand, so there's a lot of opportunities for young kids to visit with Santa Claus out in the lobby, and he might be walking through the theater unannounced at some point. Certainly magically appearing on stage at one point in the evening. So not to give away too many secrets, but I think your parents will cover the ears of their kids if they're listening to this interview. there's definitely opportunity for the audience to interact, but also, for the most part, we just want people to sit back and relax and enjoy the show. It's a busy time of year, you know, so these moments with your family are just sometimes rare and few and far and in between. So hopefully people will enjoy that they can just sit back and relax and enjoy a really high quality show.
I like that little tease. Very well done. You have to head on out there December 21st or the 22nd to see who that mystery guest is going to be. Going to be a lot of fun, I'm sure. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure this show has been around all that long. Is this the first year you guys have put this together?
Yeah, this is a world premiere. All new choreography. There's actually some original charts that we had arranged musically, but certainly the first time that we've put this sequence of songs and performances and dances together for an audience. So people are in for a world premiere the weekend before Christmas.
And I'm glad you finished with the weekend before Christmas, because it certainly seems as though this is an ideal time to conduct both of these shows. I mean, some say that, you know, we like to kind of get ahead of the curve and perform at the very beginning of the holiday season, but there's also something to be said for those that be the ones that take the bow before the holiday itself, and it certainly seems like you guys will get the opportunity to do that on that last weekend before Christmas.
That's really well said, Andy. Thanks. It was a weekend that really attracted me. Back in my big ballet performance days, we would always do our holiday concert. It was typically the Nutcracker, but right up until Christmas Eve and then resume afterwards. We did 40 shows a season of that thing. So it was always those very full houses right before Christmas that brought the most energy to me as a performer, but also I could just see it and feel it with the kids and the families out in the audiences. You know, it's a time when older kids, you know, I've got an older kid in college now, so the opportunity for her to come home and to share in something like this is really special. So hopefully at that time, larger families will be able to come together and do something special for them most like this.
Bobby, do you get to perform in this show, or is this just something that you're kind of organizing and orchestrating?
I do. I am going to perform. I get to throw the tap shoes on. Back in the day, I used to sing a lot, so I've been working with Kelly and the band, so I'm going to sing a couple numbers, and yeah, it should be pretty great. I don't think I'm in anything in the first act, but then my wife and I will dance a duo to Cool Yule, which is a really fun arrangement, a little jig, and we'll do that pretty close to the top of Act 2, and then I'm dancing in a couple other numbers throughout that second act.
So you mentioned that you're working with Kelly. You might be doing some singing during the show. You obviously do some dancing as well. Do you find one to be particularly more difficult than the other?
Oh, gosh. Well, these days in my age, I'd say the dancing's getting pretty hard. But I put myself in a capacity that I still feel like I look good and I can have fun with it and not tear my body apart. You know, we've got some really awesome dancers, so it's hard for somebody my age to keep up with them. But they're generous to me, and it's always fun.
We've shared a few laughs throughout the course of the interview, but as I understand it, laughter is going to be a part of the show as well. So how exactly does the laughter factor into the show?
Oh, you know, a lot of the songs just are so fun, really unique arrangements, and the humor in them, you know, with the funny sounds of a trumpet sounding like a horse, or, you know, really cool and fun rhythms. We had fun with it choreographically. So we weren't in the studio choreographing, taking ourselves overly serious. We just wanted to create good dance, the good music, and have fun along the way. So I think that joy and that fun is going to bleed out into the audience and offer just a really nice time for people to enjoy throughout the show.
Again, the show is Home for the Holidays, a big band Christmas. It takes place December 21st and 22nd at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater. Bobby, thank you so much for the time. This is a lot of fun to catch up with you, learn more about the show, and we certainly hope that you guys get a big turnout on that weekend before Christmas.
Hey, we do too. Thanks, Andy. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Bobby. We appreciate you joining us. Again, that's Bobby Westner joining us. The show is Home for the Holidays, a big band Christmas, December 21st and 22nd at Lorain County Community College's Hoke Theater. Let's step aside and take a break. When we come back, we've got more coming your way here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.